scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face.
Yeah, it's hard to keep that smile off my face as well, guys. Well, hey, how you doing? What a week. Things just get fast sometimes, and it's been one of those weeks, you know. It can really force you to look at what's important in your life and possibly make changes. Maybe not. You know where you're going, so maybe I'll just encourage you to stay focused. Keep on track with what you know is right. Well, in any case, I'm Steve O'Brien, and you're listening to FBG Live. We have streams all over the place. You just gotta look. Or you can email me. I'd love to hear from you. My email is fbglive@gmail.com. fbglive@gmail.com. Well, we just finished the week of FBG Speaks, our free speech forum, and, you know, I had such a blast putting that on and talking to people about how important that free speech is to every one of us and how important it is for people to talk and be heard, how important it is to listen to people, how we should be spending more time actively trying to hear people when they're talking to us, because a lot of times we can get distracted with our own lives and in our own heads. Wow. So I got a lot of video that I need to upload. I uploaded I uploaded the content for the constable. Yeah, this guy, he got up there and, you know, he talked and he read from the back of one of his little political pamphlet thingies. But I was really impressed by him because you could tell that he wasn't into public speaking. And he got that card and he went up there and he read it. Yeah, anytime somebody pushes past their comfort zone, I'm impressed. Yeah, that's probably why I'm so impressed with a lot of you guys. Well, anyways, it really depends on how you manage things and how you look at stuff. I've been receiving a lot of emails that are kind of a little bit off, and I don't really understand them because they contain stuff, but it's not the truth. You know, I don't know if you guys saw this little stuff about how the Occupy groups are now going to start getting violent and, you know, watch out for them. You know, they're going to entice violence. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And they're training people all around the country for advanced tactics. And that's kind of far from the truth, guys. You know, I have a few friends over there at Occupy Austin now, and I'm starting to understand a little bit more about their structure. And while you guys are sending out these emails saying that Occupy Austin is training all their troops to have these advanced tactics and techniques, it seems like you missed something. You missed the fact that it's not Occupy. It's not all these groups. Occupy may be a delivery mechanism that MoveOn.org is using to communicate what they think. But it's not Occupy. They're reaching out to Occupy. That's how we work together, right? And I don't support MoveOn.org. I don't like the guys myself. But if they're working towards the cause of freedom, I'm going to work with them, too, to some extent. I don't like that bossy nature, and I don't want to tell people what to do, so we don't align with a lot of things. But the Occupiers, they're kind of on a monetary platform, and they got all sorts of stuff going on over there, and there's some of them that are really about the financial system. You know, they're focused on getting rid of the fiat currency and returning the United States currency to a solid state. Where is that solid state? I don't know. So, yeah, they're not just out there trashing the streets for nothing. They actually want some change. So, moving back to my point. So you got MoveOn.org. They produce a DVD and a little pamphlet, and they co-brand, and they use a lot of the words that have become part of the vernacular of the Occupy movement, the 99%. They kind of look like it's an Occupy thing, but it's MoveOn.org. So our buddy Eric, well, I don't know if he's your buddy, but I really love the guy. He actually attended one of the training camps. So what happened is they communicated to Occupy Austin that MoveOn.org was going to be there in Austin. And so they were having a training session. So Eric goes out there, and he's chilling, and he's watching them. And, you know, lately the the MoveOn.org people had a march. Imagine that. MoveOn.org, this little cyber entity, is now coming into real life. That's pretty impressive. You know, the occupiers are kind of, you know, happy about that. They're like, yeah, dude, stand up. That's good. So Eric was talking about a lot of the stuff that they were teaching in there. And he's kind of going like, well, we learned that last year. You know, as they first occupied the steps of Austin. And all the little lessons that they learned up to the night where the police came in with the shields and the batons and trashed the camp and chased them through the streets. Yeah, civil protests, they can get ugly. We've seen that in history. And there is violence. Unfortunately, it seems like right now it's really one-sided. The people that are throwing rocks are usually the agent provocateurs, right? Maybe they're the one-offs. But they're more likely agent provocateurs. And those aren't even the majority. The majority is the police doing what's right and what they're told to do. Those, what was that one email? We need strong civic leaders to quash this, or some garbage like that. It's like, no, man. Those are our sons and daughters and friends that are out there at those Occupy movements. I don't want them coming in with billy clubs, tasers, anything like that. Those guys are wonderful. They're trying to make change. That's what we're supposed to do. Now, we may disagree with the change. We may disagree with their a lot of stuff. But no, we don't need to go in with violence on these guys. They're so much more important. You can't pick who you dance with. You know, actually, a lot of those guys in Austin, man, yeah, I love their spirit. I wish you'd meet them. Well, maybe you will. It's weird truth twists. And I was going to speak to you some more about a Ron Paul rally that we had out in San Francisco, but that just, whew, is not there anymore. Okay, guys, to all you sleepy people, occupiers, patriots from Ron Paulers, and those who are just themselves, love y'all. Take care. I'm Steve O'Brien, and I'm the Rabbit. And you started out with nothing, and you're proud of yourself, man.